Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Here's the challenge for us, though. Okay, I don't feel good enough about myself, and so I look to other people to make me feel a little bit better, to puff me up, to just say good things, and I find myself resting in that. That's, you know, that what we can oftentimes think is, well, we have to, instead of trusting in people, we want to trust in God, and God will give us that particular approval. Well, that's all true, but I think it misses a critical step, because usually when I look at my own life and fear of man, and we can talk a little bit about shame too, because I think that's the other side of the fear of man. One side is I think oftentimes a certain sense of pride that can come out in depression and all kinds of other things, but it's a certain pride that says, I want to be somebody. I want to have something that I can rest on in myself so I can be okay. That is really the heart of it. And for us to simply turn to Jesus and say, okay, Jesus, now you make me feel good about myself, and you make me stand out from above the crowd. The bridge is this bridge of confession. And oftentimes, I think for me, the confession can be just a shake of my head and say, oh, Lord, there I am again. Just, I think so highly of myself. I think so highly of myself. And when is the world going to no longer be about me? And then that being the bridge, and then to find this amazing rest in this love of Christ.
You say to get to the bottom of the issue, we need to ask ourselves some questions. And the question isn't this one, which is so often asked. How can I feel better about myself and not be so impacted by what others think? Now, that seems like a good question, but you're kind of probing and saying, ask the deeper question. Why am I so concerned about self-esteem? Why do I need someone other than Jesus to think I'm great?
And that's what we expect from Scripture. We would expect that it does a bunch of different things, but one is it just goes deeper than we would ever expect. It just digs deeper and deeper. And with Scripture, it's revelation. It helps us to see things we would have normally never seen. I guess the other thing about Scripture is we should expect that once it digs deep, it will do something so surprising that it's almost as if we can't help but move to joy. And I think that's what we're aiming for here, to instead of that simple, okay, instead of trusting in the opinions of other people, and I need to trust in God, to be able to say, well, here's the nature of the human heart. We worship things. And that sounds like a weird way to put it, but that's where Scripture takes us into the depths, when we're codependent, when we're looking just zealously and obsessively for the approval of other people. It's because we are worshiping people rather than worshiping God.